Well, before we begin, I wanted to draw our attention to a particular area of our bulletin. Down in this lower right-hand corner, there's if you were to have gotten one this morning, there's some different dates on there. And wanted to just take a moment and just draw our attention to this. There's going to be some of our services at different times as we come up into this time of Christmas time, as we begin to draw attention to the birth of our Savior. One of the first you see on there is on December 21st, so that is the Sunday prior to Christmas. We only have an 11 a.m. service, so you can come at 9, and there'll be probably opportunities for you to serve, and you can help. You might get to open the building up, but we will not have a service until 11. We'll all be together for that time. And so we look forward to that, and the Lord's given us opportunity to continue to be together that day if you're so able and feel led, because after that service, we will be setting up for our Christmas Vacation Bible School. And we're just really looking forward to the opportunities the Lord brings through that, which you'll see on the paper as well, will be the next 2 days following that Sunday. And we've already, just to share with you as a body, we've had a number of children already sign up this year that we've never met before. And we're not really sure how they even knew about us. But we know that it was the Lord that's drawn them. And so let's be praying together for those hearts as we approach this time. But I also, as we go on to farther in that week of Christmas, we are not going to have a Wednesday night service on the 24th. We will have a time of coming together on Christmas evening. Not Christmas Eve, but Christmas evening. And you'll see that in here as well at 7 p.m. We've titled it the Christmas Carol Service. We'll be coming together and having a time of singing praise to our Heavenly Father for sending His Son and rescuing us. And so all of that's in the bulletin, but I did just want to draw our attention to those things. We will, the first Sunday of January, have a praise night as well, our New Year's time praise night as well. So if you could open up your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 1. I've been thinking about this time of holidays coming in, and one of the things that oftentimes comes with that as believers, as the church, is a lot of opportunities for ministry, a lot of opportunities to serve. And what we see in Mark chapter 1 is we kind of get a snapshot of John the Baptist's ministry as it begins. And it the passage tells us in verse 4, if you were to drop down with me, it says, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And interesting, if you take a look at verse 5, it would seem to be that there's a lot that we're drawn to John's ministry. It says, all the country of Judea was going out to him, and all the people of Jerusalem, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Seems there's quite a few, because Scripture's using the word all. And so Scripture's using the word all, it's all. They're coming. It tells us John was clothed with camel's hair, wore a leather belt around his waist, and his diet was locust and wild honey. Clearly wasn't focused on wanting to draw a lot of attention to himself in terms of being flashy. But it says in verse 7, as he was preaching, he says, after me one is coming who is mightier than I, and I am not fit to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Interesting, if you were to jump forward with me into John chapter 3, we continue to see this ministry of baptizing that the Lord had given to John. And it tells us that in verse 22 of John chapter 3, that Jesus is now baptizing as well. It tells us John is still continuing in this in verse 23. Verse 25, as you go down, it says, there arose a discussion on the part of John's disciples with a Jew about purification, and they came to John, and they said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and who's coming to him? all are coming to him. They're coming to him and going, John, you know, everybody's going over to Jesus now. There was a point in time they were all coming to us. You know, if we're worried about us at all in our ministering, in our serving, the attention on us, the accolades, that would begin to deter us. That would begin to bring us down. But what's interesting, in the same manner in which as everybody was coming to him, John's message in Mark 1, he doesn't back down from that, even as it seems everyone's going to Jesus. It says in verse 27, he says, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been set ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full. One of my very favorite verses in Scripture is verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. What you don't see is that that's anything begrudgingly on John's part. What he seems to be conveying to his disciples at that time is, this is what I've wanted all along. It's the same message that he was giving in Mark chapter 1, is they were all coming to him. Because what John recognizes is it wasn't going to be anything about him that was going to rescue or save or bring real change. Because he says, I have water, but he's going to come with the Holy Spirit. And it makes me think of times and opportunities we have to minister. Maybe it's going to be within these walls. Maybe it's going to be within your own home. It's going to be times of family gathering together around the holidays. If we go into it worried about all the wrong things, or maybe the perception that anybody has of us, we're going to find ourselves getting up and down through that time. But if, in fact, the desire of our heart is that Jesus Christ would be elevated and glorified in everything, then it won't matter about anything else. It won't even matter if they notice you. It won't even matter if they see you do anything. It's one of the prayers that I have as we have times like the Vacation Bible Schools. If, in fact, somebody were to come into here and all they walk away with is, well, those people are just great, then we miss the point. But if, in fact, they come in, and I'm actually thankful sometimes when they come back in and they don't remember my name. They don't even know it. I go, I've greeted you for 10 years in a row, but I'm glad you don't remember my name. Because we want them to know his name. Amen. And there's going to be opportunities that we have to minister in many different settings. Our desire is that as they walk away from that time, the name of Christ would be on their heart, that he would be elevated. John's desire was, look, I want to almost disappear in importance and even not even be seen in this. I want it to be him, because he's the one that's going to bring real change. You and I have ones in our lives that the Lord may give us opportunities to show care for, and some of them may not be saved. The worst thing we can do is begin in any way to put their trust in us. We want to glorify him. You know, I think even as a father, you get a time of Christmas and there may be gifts or different things going on, and if we're in the flesh, the moment those kids start going, Dad, thank you. This is great. I've wanted this all year. That flesh would go, oh, I've been waiting for that pat on the back. But we go, it's all him. We want to glorify him in everything. And so my encouragement through this time, there's going to be opportunities to serve. There's going to be opportunities to share God's word. May the desire of our heart be that his name would be elevated in all things. We would decrease, he would increase. And because we know that there's no greater gift that we could share with somebody than to elevate the name of Christ in our time that we have with him. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, Lord, just thank you for your perfect love for us. Lord, and one of the things that I begin to reflect on in this passage even is the great joy that you began to bring into John's life to see Jesus elevated, to see people drawn to him. Lord, may we have that same joy. May the desire of our heart be to always point to you in all things. And Lord, I can think of no greater joy than to see your word proclaimed so clearly, and to see those drawn to you. Lord, I can think of no greater rejoicing. Lord, as we go through not only the time of holidays, but each and every day, may we seek to elevate your name above all else, especially above our own. Lord, we give you thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.